Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, Petty Bitches.
This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret, and we're here with a brand new episode.
Our last episode of the year, so we're wrapping things up in a nice little rotten bow, and we're going to send you off into 2022, rotten to the core.
Yeah, I mean, the theme has obviously been out there on our Instagrams. We love celebrating a rotter of the week, but it's time to really go deep and see who the rotter of the year is. And me and Davina started our lists about 2-3 weeks ago, and we've been texting each other daily going, Davina said, I need to get a new phone. My phone's actually about to explode with them at the rotter. That I have, I need more memory.
It's been nuts, and it's like, so I'm like, full disclosure, of course, so I contracted the COVID-19 virus. I contracted that just before Christmas, so I've had a very COVID Christmas, so I've had a lot of time to sit and ponder in my own piss and like literally just get rotted, so my list has grown exponentially.
Yes, okay, well, we're gonna get to that in a little while, but in the meantime, the hot story off the press, I believe the Irish Times wrote about today, is that anxiety just tried to hack your phone.
Yes. So right before we were about to record, Anxiety Queen has literally sends me a message from this hacker who's basically saying, hi, send me your number. Now, me and Anxiety have had a few exchanges, but I was like, I think she has my number. So I just said, oh, here's my number. I was like, what's up? Everything okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to send you a link. I'm locked out of my account. Send it back to me. So I was like, I said, that sounds very dodgy. Mm-hmm. Then she replied, I said, no. Then I knew it was that because it was like the broken English didn't help.
Okay.
So I was typing back. And then I said, send me the link real quick. And I was like, I'm not. I was like, call me first. He's like, I can't call you right now. I said, don't you believe me? I was like, call me now. So no response. I can't call you right now.
Not you sounding like a call girl on the middle of the night, yeah. You know, like 3 a.m. Busty babes, call me now.
Call me now. So no call. And then as this happens, I was like, this is really weird, Victoria. We just got onto record, and Victoria's like, oh my God, you need to turn on your two-step authentication security, which I hadn't got turned on. So I was like, straight onto that. So right before we came online, there was a big like security breach, wasn't there?
Oh my God. I thought I was watching Armageddon at one point. Like, firstly, Davina's like, how do you do this? Where is my QR code? And I'm like Googling this. And then she's having just more meltdowns. And I could see the color start to drain out of her face at the same time.
Well, you know, these hackers work fast, and it's like everybody. And you know what? Actually, it's really triggered me over my COVID isolation. I've been watching these scammer videos. Have you seen the scammers get scammed videos on YouTube?
No.
They're actually amazing to see. There's actually a Northern Irish guy who does all these videos, and he scams the hackers.
Oh,
it's brilliant. Like some of the stuff, like he can hack into their computers and like revirus them back.
Yeah.
Mental. And then there's another guy who's a real cute from America, and he does it as well. But he teamed up with this guy. I don't know if you saw, they do it every kind of like, he does it every year. It seems he's an engineer. Mm-hmm. His millions of followers, Joel something, I think is his name.
Okay.
And he does this thing where he makes a glitter spinner. Have you seen this?
No. I don't even know what a glitter spinner is.
This is genius. This guy basically, he's an engineer, so he can create these like, you know, mad little devices and gadgets. So basically, he had his mail stolen, as like Amazon had put a package outside his house one day.
His bell is stolen or like, you know, the post?
No, his post. Okay. Like his post was stolen from outside his house. Like Amazon had left a package for him and they left a note saying, your package is on your doorstep. And when he went to get it, it was gone. And when he looked at the camera on his house, he saw that somebody had stolen it. So he said, fuck this, I'm going to get those robbers back. So he created this device and he upgrades every year. So it basically looks like an Apple, like an, you know, a HomePod.
Okay.
So it looks like it's from Apple, this real expensive gadget, and he puts it on his doorstep every year. But when you open it, glitter just shoots out of it, like really fine glitter. And then he sprays fart gas on them. And like, so every year it's been upgraded. It, like you watch them. So it just put in glitter spinner thief. It's all over the internet, like millions of views. And the latest one is when you open the box, because people just, you see them coming. He has four cameras on each side of the box, so he gets a great view. You see the person like, will put it in their car, and then you hear them driving. It's mics and all on it.
Amazing.
And then they'll open it and the glitter spinner just explodes in the car. And then if you had, you know, from Home Alone, it's like, keep the change, you filthy animal, you know, all this. Or like, you're thirsty, you want some more, all this fucking gas. So it's brilliant. It's actually brilliant. So the scammers teamed up with him to find internet scammers and send a glitter spinner to those people.
Brilliant.
Genius. Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of scamming, and then I was scammed by Anxiety Queen.
Anxiety Queen. Well, can I ask you a question? Did the scammer have on a pair of Nike socks and a little booty shoe?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. And it was actually performing Whitney Houston's All the Man, All the Love That I Need. What's that song? See,
no wonder you were scammed. So no wonder. Oh, she's going to get a proper giggle out of this. So anyway, I don't know if Anxiety has lost her account. Davina is in the safety zone now, but if she has, you can watch out and maybe give her a refollow if she has.
So, but right now, we both have our blocks.
Yeah, we're both blocked her straight away. Davina's like, oh, I think I better block her. And I was like, yeah, I think I better block her too.
So Anxiety, when you're good to go, when your internet drama has gone, come back to us and we'll re-add.
Gas. Absolutely gas.
So yeah, so that's literally just like the fucking day 7 of my isolation. That's all I needed, was like a COVID fucking security breach.
Oh my God, gas. Right, well, before we get into the writers, let's have a bit of a girly gossip. I think it's almost a weekly thing now. We need a Katie Price update. The last I saw was she had a champagne dinner, and the Daily Mail wrote about her having a champagne dinner. I was like, what the fuck?
Champagne dinner. Imagine the champagne dinner with those teeth.
Oh my God.
Like, do you ever, the pictures that she puts up online? Oh my God. Like, I know everybody uses a little bit of face, a little bit of air touching, but like those teeth are like, you'd see them from like the International Space Station. Like, they're so bright.
Oh my God. I mean, I honestly do like, sorry, we're not in the same room, so if either of us cough, it's totally safe. But I think I've thought about those teeth before. They're such a big upkeep on them. However, I kind of love them.
Well, I have a bit of Katie Price news if you're into this. This is a bit of juicy goss now. Okay, so remember the last time we were talking about Katie Price perfume, Stunning? Well, that came out in 2007. And as we were talking about in the last episode, I was obsessed with that perfume. Yeah. Like, I used to drown myself in it. And it was so sickly sweet. It literally, that would make your teeth rot in your head and fall out into the ground if you need your Katie Price pearly whites after that. So I was obsessed. It called Stunning. She had a few other perfumes, but Stunning was the one.
Okay.
Stunning was the one that I like loved and like lashed on. So only after we were talking about it, I used to love loads of celebrity perfumes. So I was like, God, I'd love another bottle of that Katie Price Stunning.
Okay.
I was like, I just really would love. I was sitting in bed. I was like, full of COVID. I was like, I'm going to track down a bottle of Stunning.
And honestly, there's no better woman for a challenge like that. When you set your eyes on finding something online, you will find it. Like, you could do like catfish. You'd find a catfish.
Yeah, oh, I would. And that's like that fucking Anxiety hacker. I'll be finding her now when I get off this call. She ruined the day. She fucking came for me. It'd be like Liam Neeson in Taken. Okay, so I was looking around, like, not a bar. It's still listed on, like, say, Perfume Shop and a few different places. It's listed on their website, but it's out of stock everywhere.
Okay.
And then I was thinking production would have kind of ceased like ages ago. So it's probably, if there's any bottles just around somewhere, Amazon or eBay, whatever, you'd kind of have to just get a rare one.
Yeah.
So I was having a look around, did a bit of investigation. Then I found out, you're going to love this. Katie Price's perfume is deceased. Stunning is gone. It's not in production anymore. It's not to be found anywhere.
Okay.
However, it has now been resurrected as a new celebrity fragrance.
You're in the same bottle,
in the same bottle, with the same fragrance, all the same notes, the exact same fragrance is being rebottled and sold under someone else's name.
Who?
And you know who is selling this perfume? Jojo Siva.
You are kidding me.
Jojo Siva has a fragrance called BU, and it's exactly Katie Price Stunning, just repackaged. Because I was thinking about it. So obviously Katie Price's fans, they would have been like, you know, young, like 20 somethings back in the day that wanted to like aspire to be Katie Price. So all those people probably grew up and they're all like on their 30s, probably have kids. So they're over Katie Price and the kind of brand is not as glam as it was. Whereas all these kind of young kids now going into that era would be like that age group, to which would appeal to that scent. So the fragrance owners, obviously whoever owns Stunning, were like, Jojo Siva would be a perfect fit for that. But the bottle and everything is exactly the same.
Oh my God, I've just Googled it.
Yeah.
It's ranging from like 20 quid to 30 quid, depending on where you order it from.
Well, I got it for 17 quid.
Oh my, how many did you order?
I just bought one because I just wanted to see, because I know it's such a unique, sickly, like rotten teeth smell that I wanted to see if it's the right one. So I'll keep you updated in the next episode.
Yeah.
When
you said, guess who it is now, I was like, if she said it's Rebecca Vardy's account, I'm going to shit myself.
Do you know what else I bought as well, just for old? Because while I was going through all these old fragrances, there used to be another fragrance I loved. It was by Alex Curran, who was Stephen Gerrard's wife. Do you remember her?
Oh, Stephen was a lash as well.
He was a lash. That was the only reason I actually was interested in her perfume, was just because I was like, oh, he would have been smelling that now.
One step closer,
two steps back. So I had a look for her perfume. No, her perfume was completely gone off the market. But as I was doing my Google, do you know what I did find? Jade Goody's fragrance.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what it's called?
Yeah.
So I bought myself one of them yesterday. So that's on the way. So I'm having a little rebrand. I'm having a little bit of Katie Price from 2007, a bit of Jade from 2006. So we're going back to the noughties.
Not you smelling like the noughties. Like, oh my God. I'll whack on the Britney Spears and then we'll literally be reunited in the noughties.
We'll wear flesh lips and we'll head out to Mangos.
I can't believe this because like it feels like Beverly Hills is just gone. However, it's all people are still talking about. Like, so obviously they went straight into filming. Did you know they didn't even take a break? And there's two new housewives on the agenda. One is Will Smith's ex-wife, Sheree. Yeah. But also...
I saw her on something before. She was on... Wasn't she... Or maybe she was a friend of somebody's on maybe another Housewives. I think she was a friend of somebody's, but I've seen her before. She seems actually quite cool and quite nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I presume they're going to try and get a bit of juice out of her about Will. Do you know that kind of way? They'll have to. That's why that's why she got cast. But more interesting than that is that like Kathy Hilton was holding out on coming back and signing on until she got the paycheck she wanted. And apparently she's getting like $2 million for the next season. I don't know if any of the girls are getting that. Like even that, and she's still a friend, by the way. She's not going to be a housewife. Imagine that, $2 million.
That's amazing. That's an amazing paycheck to be walking away with, especially when she's already minted as it is. That's kind of impressive. But she was well worth it. I think she really brought a different dimension to the franchise. And like, hopefully we get a little bit of Kim, Kathy, and Kyle.
I would love that.
The original 3Ks.
Love that. But how much do you think Kyle gets? Like, and would she be rotted that Kathy's getting this after just one season?
Well, they know that the longer you stay with the Housewives, you get more money. So like each season is, you kind of go in kind of crap. When we say crap, I'm sure they're getting paid still quite well.
Yeah.
But the more you say, I think it's only after like year five or six, that's when the big books start kind of happening. And that's, of course, if they still want you there, because those of Housewives just don't continue on, you know?
Okay. Well, according to Reality Tidbit, Kyle is getting $1 million per season. So is her sister getting double? I would be like, girl, I swear to God, if I was on Housewives and you came on as a friend and in the second season you got twice as much money as me after me being there since day one.
I don't know. I just don't know if that's totally true. I think there's like a lot of those, they throw those figures around a lot. I just wouldn't, No, I don't know, girl. If that's totally true.
Reality Tidbits at a, I don't know who they are.
Then
but
it's
they
true.
Said.
Then it's definitely true.
Oh my God. Something else that caught my eye was John Barrowmore is apparently a bit of an exhibitionist and flasher.
John Barrowman.
Oh, Barrowmore, I said. Yeah, Barrowman. Yeah. Allegedly, John Barrowman is a bit of like an exhibitionist that he was exposing himself on Doctor Who, and during like a Radio 1 program, he exposed himself on the West End. He's exposed himself, and that Andrew Lloyd Webber had to write a letter to him about this. One of his co-stars said that he really liked walking around with his chap hanging out, calling like his dick his chap.
Oh my God.
Did you meet him? I feel like you met him.
No, I don't think I did. He always reminds me of Tom Cruise. He's like an older Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah,
he's
I see that.
Kind of vibe, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But also I always found him very, very annoying. Like, he's just too much for me. And then when remember they cast him on Dance on Ice? Mm. Just like,
oh, he's gone from that now though.
Yeah.
I think it's connected to this too.
Of course it is. But I think he was kind of renownedly kind of hard to work with. So mm-hmm.
Would you like to see his chap though?
Definitely not. No, thank you. I'm okay. And I'm getting over COVID, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I'm listening to a podcast at the moment and I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I've kind of told you a bit about it. The last episode came out. It's hosted by Trace Lizette, who you might have seen on what's called Hustlers with J-Lo. She starred in that.
Oh, yeah.
She's an amazing trans woman. And it's all about Miriam Rivera, who was the star of There's Something About Miriam.
Miriam, you sent me this and I kept meaning to go back. So as soon as I get off this, I'm going to have a listen to that because I was fascinated. I watched that show and the whole tone of that show and that era was just so mad, wasn't it? It was crazy time.
It's even more mad when we look at it right now. And like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, from what I can tell from the podcast, and I don't want to ruin it for it, Trace knew Miriam. They knew each other from the ball scene in New York. And her life was kind of crazy. And she actually ended up passing away. Her husband said that he thinks that she was murdered, but she was found hanging. So it's kind of controversial. Wow. I haven't listened to the last episode, but it has interviews with some of the men that were the contestants, some of the people that worked on the production. But it kind of also makes it look like, okay, Miriam wanted to be famous. Like, she was in a girl band before this, hadn't got a note in her head. So anyway, mm-hmm. That is my hot podcast at the moment that I think you all should listen to at the moment. I think I just said it at the moment about 6 times.
Well, it is the moment. It is the moment. I've been just going out of my mind because I've been in isolation now. This is like my day 7, I think.
How's it been?
And it's actually been kind of fine because I hate Christmas at the best time. So it was an excuse to avoid everybody.
Okay.
So that part hasn't been bad, but I'm just kind of running out of things to watch now and just things to like keep myself busy around the house. But one thing I was watching was the other day, there was this documentary about Madame Tussauds. And the way we love Madame Tussauds?
Especially the bad ones, like the ones that look like a melted candle.
We love it. We always end up going to a wax museum or where we are for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's just to sneer.
Yeah.
But they were doing a documentary about the Baker Street one and about kind of all the celebs that kind of come and go. And they were doing, they actually had Ollie Murs come in to do, they had an old Ollie Murs statue and they were coming in to kind of have a remeasurement. And I was like, I wouldn't give to remeasure Ollie Murs for that last trick.
And was he packing like the real Ollie or?
Oh, I have to say as a person, I actually think he'd probably be very annoying.
Yeah, probably. But I think you'd be okay with that. I think you'd
I
get
would
past
be okay
it.
With that. But I was like, okay, Ollie, now we're going to have to take all the measurements.
And a few squirts of stunning anyway. He might not be able to talk. You'd knock him out.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, in one of those like old 1960s Batman, 2 squirts of that, he'd be passed out on the ground. That'd be my weapon of choice. But they were revealing the Little Mix waxworks as well. But they were... when Jesse was still with them and they were actually like the spit of them. They were so, so bang on. Uh-huh. The Ollie Moores one was pretty good as well. And then they had some footballer in and I was like, who is he? But then when I was looking at him, I was like, oh, he's actually gorgeous.
Oh my God, gas.
Yeah. So
not you even wanting to throw the leg over Ollie Moore's waxwork as well. Like.
That's what they were like, we're getting a new one. I'm like, well, what do you do with the old ones?
I'll take it.
They did say though that I thought was kind of funny. They said like in, you know, because sometimes now the way celebrity culture changes, like you're hot woman and then you're not the next. And that some of the people that kind of go on the floor, they could be there for like 6 months and then they're just taken off and they're put into like, they had like a press of all the people that have come off the floor. And there was like these YouTubers that were there last year and they're in the same press with like Hitler.
Because
they take the people off the floor, you know, who aren't, who people don't want to see. So, and then in one of the Chamber of Horrors, they had this like ghouly kind of like creature and they were like, that used to be Robbie Williams.
Oh my god, as in they melted him down and remade him.
They just kind of reshuffed, they put like a different kind of head, but it was the Robbie Williams body in.
Fucking
like
god. Yeah. Oh, I'm although fascinated. They, like, they, what a job these, to have.
They did have these things which I thought was kind of brilliant. They have this new, I don't know if you've seen some of the videos, it's like a waxwork mask. It's a waxwork silicone mask. Have you seen them?
No.
So they basically put them on actors that are the same build as the people, but they'll have them like moving. So their body moves completely, but their face is exactly like they had a Meghan Markle and Prince Harry standing on the balcony, but they were actually moving. It was creepy. Like, was so like real, but really fake. Look, it was bizarre, but they basically had designed it because in the Chamber of Horrors, they were doing Ronnie and Reggie Cray.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Reggie Cray was going to come to life when people were walking past and grab you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So remember we went to that experience in Baker in London. Street?
What was it called? It was, I can't remember, but like they kept trying to like scare us. And like I was terrified, but I was really trying to keep cool on the outside and be like, and what?
And you're one of those bitches that hang at the back, you know, like, you're like, you don't get, you see the fright, but I was like, oh, here, I need to get through this because I need to just move on because it was scaring the life out of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I could see the doorway and I was walking towards the end. And right at the end, this fella just, Jack the Ripper, runs after me and is like, wait a minute. You're going, oh my god, I nearly died. Yeah.
Whereas in comparison in Ireland, they open up a farm in a field in Meath and people run after you. And I remember we also did that and one of our friends was like, the smell of his breath as they shouted at us. I was like, oh my god, now you focus only on the smell of someone's breath instead of being terrified.
I went to I don't know what it's called. It's in the RDS, but it was like one of those kind of horror houses or whatever. And it was kind of shit. Like, I don't actually really enjoy those things. It was, and there was, you know, like Britney, Me Against the Music, you know, those fake walls that have lats.
Yeah.
And one of the actresses had like, she was on the other side of it. So I put my hand through and just touched her hair.
Oh my God.
Well, she turned around and she screamed. I mean, she was like, don't touch me. Don't touch the actors. And she goes, how dare you? And I'm like, you're fucking running around terrifying people. Like, I was like, well, I was like, me, of course, the only person going to get fucked out of the House of Horrors for scaring the fucking actors.
You're not just telling her, we're just trying to see where she got her wig from. Just checking the label.
That dusty old thing was actually attached to her head. It was actually her.
And I'm not a big TikToker, but I found myself on TikTok the other day because I was that bored. I have to say,
me too.
In isolation. I amn't, but this lull between Christmas and New Year's is so boring sometimes, especially when the pubs aren't open and we're not working. And this story is up at the moment and he claims to be Dua Lipa's ex-assistant, right? And I was so invested in this. And he said, Dua only likes her coffee from McDonald's, a specific coffee, but because she likes to be the image
Mac Cafe.
Yeah. She likes to be the image of, you know, the skinny girl, the healthy girl. Yeah. She's like, you're not allowed to anyone that I'm ever getting my coffee from McDonald's. Like, you're just not allowed. And then one day, she needed to use his phone for something. And a few minutes later, he came back and she had searched the words McDonald's in his phone and found that he texted his friends saying, oh God, this bitch is sending me to fucking McDonald's again.
Oh my gosh.
She's obsessed with this like coffee drink from McDonald's. And she let him go. And he was like, well, my NDA is up now, so I can say that. And also, while I'm at it, she's still friends with DaBaby, who was this really homophobic rapper who she had to kind of distance herself from. And I was like, oh my God, that's so juicy. Now, I don't know if that's a real person or not, but I'm invested.
I love those PA stories. And I know that they all have NDAs that they can't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But like years ago, they didn't used to have the NDAs. And I remember this assistant had brought Jerry Halliwell to court because, do you remember that said that she was so needy? She was on the phone literally like 20 out of the 24 hours a day.
Oh my God.
And she, when they would go away, she would make the assistant sleep in the bed with her because she was so lonely. And the assistant basically took a lawsuit against her, basically saying that the work conditions were like inhumane.
Fuck.
And yeah, I don't know what happened in the case that, but I love hearing dodgy assistant stories. I fucking love them.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you, one of my friends had someone over for Christmas who did work for Madonna at one point. Okay. And they were like, okay, this person's coming over. I'm going to get the booze out. I'm really going to go for it. And be like, come on, let's drink more. And then I'm going to go for it with the Madonna questions and see, can I find out any juicy tidbits?
Yeah.
The bitch said nothing. One thing. Like, absolutely zipped straight across the mouth. Didn't say anything. So obviously that's some serious NDA.
Well, we know somebody who had actually had dinner with Madonna and had like lunch, and she was around a lot, and they said that apparently she is no crack, like, and loves to laugh at her own jokes, but she has like no sense of humor.
Oh,
like,
God.
She doesn't, like, no kind of irony, and isn't very friendly. Like, she only kind of talks when she kind of is the, you know, the voice of reason, when she's the one kind of talking. She's no interest in kind of speaking to anyone else, which I actually totally believe. I kind of get that vibe off her.
Totally. Do you know what? Like, she's one of my favorites, absolute favorites. I don't want to meet her for that specific reason. Yeah. I think it would destroy, like, you know.
I think a lot of those big stars are a bit like that, though. I think a lot of them are, it's all smoke and mirrors, and their whole, like, image is just kind of created. Uh-huh. And that's why people buy into it.
Yeah.
But I think with social media, and so if you can see how people are on their social media and how certain people use it, certain people that you wouldn't expect are kind of really fun and kind of upbeat. And then other people are just very, you know, they just don't get it, because everything about them is so produced and kind of,
yeah,
orchestrated, you know. It's a bit manipulated, so it's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, that, especially it's someone's job to hide who that person is for possibly decades. Come here.
And also, who would you be, though, as well, if you were being hidden like that, or kind of everything that you said and did was controlled? Like, would you not feel, who am I through it all as well?
You're Davina Devine. That's who you are. You're.
I tell you what I am doing. I keep checking my Instagram to make sure I'm still here. That's what I'm doing.
I'm starting to lose the will to live with And Just Like That.
Okay.
I will be watching it. I will. But there's just an element of, they're trying to be so perfectly PC with every decision they make and story that they're writing, that it's almost doing
everything.
It's almost doing the opposite. It's almost actually taking the piss out of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, you know, and I know that the series really just did focus on certain storylines, and that actually didn't age very well. Let's face it. It didn't. Loads of things didn't. You know, but it was
Of the time, it was of a generation where that was our life. That was what was going on. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like now the tokenism is so abundant. It's almost like you don't know if they're taking the piss out of that.
Yeah.
Are they poking fun at tokenism?
Doesn't feel real and authentic. And I think there's a very easy way of doing it real and authentic. But this just feels like they're, like, in the first three episodes, they're just trying to, like, throw everything at the wall. And it's taken away from the story, but one story that caught my eye was Patricia Field, who is a very famous stylist and was the stylist for Sex and the City original series. Her assistant, who worked with her on that show, is now the stylist on Just Like That.
I was actually only thinking about that because some of the style choices are very strange, especially for, like, New Yorkers. Like, New Yorkers are renowned for having good style, but some of it, like, is... that hasn't aged well.
It hasn't. I don't know if they're making all the right choices, but also I am more there for the characters and their stories.
Me too.
So her name is Molly Rogers. R. Molly. Okay. Go on, say it. R. Molly. In the voice.
R. Molly.
Kerry Katona.
I want to blog that out. No, thanks.
Okay. Well, she's taken over. And basically, Patricia said she knows what she's dealing with. She said that Sarah Jessica Parker thinks she knows everything, but she does. This is what Patricia Field said. And she said Cynthia Nixon thinks she knows everything and she doesn't. Even today, when I speak with Molly, it's about Cynthia. And I say, I remember what you are going through. So is Cynthia a bit of a diva on set? That's my question, because it kind of sounds a bit like there's something going on there.
Well, also there was rumors that come out that Cynthia refused to sign on apparently to Just Like That unless the show was more diverse. Uh-huh. So she had said that she's not coming, obviously because she had left her husband and she now is in a lesbian relationship for like the last year. She's married, I think, that woman and everything. So obviously that has to reflect. So obviously, you know, Miranda is going to end up in a relationship with this Shay character. This is uh-huh. where this is going. So that was obviously a stipulation for Cynthia Nixon to sign on. Which yeah. is like totally fine. I get that in her own life. But as characters, like the thing that was great about Sex and City, because I watched in isolation, I watched a lot of like the old stuff back. Mm. The things that were good about it was like when it was like the drama, the real actual acting. Mm. It was not about the fluffy fashion or about, it was like their friendship and the caliber of acting. Yeah. And this just hasn't, this is fluffy padded crap. There's only very few scenes of them acting, yeah. which is what people loved about it. And that they should have bonded together over that with Samantha missing. Do you know what I mean?
Fully. And when is Carrie going to talk to the camera? Because I actually kind of missed that, you know.
Oh, no, I hate that. That was only in season one.
Was it only season one?
Only season one, yeah. Oh. And that's, they took that out because it was, oh, that was cringe. But at the time, it put it on the map. But then as it went on, it was like what you people could relate to the situations and the friendships and those kind of things. And that's like, this is not relatable in
yeah,
any way.
Yeah.
It's, well, just not.
I don't care who Miranda dates in the show. What I do care is if they keep trying to tell us that Shay is a comedian, then at least get somebody to write some funny lines for Shay, because at the moment, that 5 minute stand up was so painful in the last one.
Yeah, oh God, like horrific. And we listened to another podcast called Heather MacDonald. She's a Juicy Scoop and she's a female comedian. And she's like, never in all her years as doing comedy has she ever done a mic drop. She's like, people don't do that. She's like, I would never drop some equipment on the stage. And she was on Chelsea Lately and everything. She's like, it's just not true to life on so many levels. So I'm hoping, and I am watching and I'm continuing to watch, but I just hope it's missing the heart. It's yeah. missing, and it's, and that's not Samantha. I miss her character, but it's missing like authenticity. Yeah. That's what I think it is. Yeah,
fully. One more little juicy thing that caught my eye was Bethany Frankel is starting to talk more about her relationship with her ex-husband now that the custody battle's done. For anyone that doesn't know who Bethany is, she was a star of Real Housewives of New York. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling she's going to come back because I feel like they need something like powerful in there to give a little bit of a punch.
And she is a quintessential housewife. Like she's fully. Actually brilliant on the Real Housewives of New York. She always has. And the recipe when they're together, even though they kill each other, it's like, that's what people love.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this freaked me the hell out. She said there was stalking, there was fraud, there was forgery, there was hacked emails.
Yeah.
She was being followed. She was being illegally recorded. She had to put a padlock on her bedroom door to protect herself. And the reason for that was somebody crawled into her bed and looked her in the eyes one night and said, is everything okay? Like, can you imagine that divorce is going on a decade?
I know. Like, and I will say this one other thing about her is she's also very dramatic and she loves attention. So whether it could be true, it could be not. Some of that is outrageous, but I do remember one even more terrifying than anything you just said there. I remember she said once that somebody had let themselves into her house. Mm. She basically implied it was the ex-husband had let himself into her apartment.
Yeah.
Went into the bathroom and took a shit in the toilet, a huge shit, and left it there for her to find.
That was definitely Sharon Osbourne.
And I'm not being smart, but we've all been there when you go into a toilet or whatever to see somebody else's shit in the toilet.
It's gross. It's
shocking.
Oh my God. Well, come here, listen. She may have had someone look her in the eye and say, is everything okay? But you know what I had? I was lying in bed one night in my apartment, in my bedroom, and all of a sudden I was asleep and there was a bang, bang, bang on the window. And then my apartment alarm went off. So then I'm lying there. I let the alarm go off because I thought, you know, okay, this is going to scare whoever away. Like, because I'm a ground floor diva, and then I left it go off for a couple of minutes, and I switched it off. And babe, I was shaking like a leaf.
Oh no, shaking like a leaf. Sounds terrible.
Only for me to find out the next day, Davina had been at a little party around the corner and thought she'd be hilarious to knock on my window while I was asleep. Well,
actually, what really happened was I was driving home, and I was like, pull in here for a sec. I said to the taxi man, I was like, he's like, what? I was like, I'll be back in one sec. So in drag, ran around the gardens, like crunching over the pebbles, crunch, 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 right? Up to the window. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I thumped the window, boom, 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 yeah, on the window. Now I ran so fast back in taxi. I was like, go, go, go. So, and he's like, everything okay? I was like, yeah, fine. So we were bombing down on my way home, flying down in taxi. We got to, you rang me and I was like, I'm not answering because she'll know I'm out in the car.
Yeah.
So then I was home about 5 minutes later. You rang again. I was like, yeah, you okay?
Oh my God.
And you were like, somebody just banged on my window. Somebody just tried to get into my house. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And you said, where are you? And I said, oh, I'm just out of the shower. And you were like, oh no, it was really bad. It was. I was like, oh, I'm sure it's probably just nothing. And you're like, no, but my alarm went off and everything.
How did you not laugh? Like, forget a shit in the toilet. There was almost a shit in my bed. But this is the fire.
Oh my God. Did I tell you straight away that it was me?
I can't remember. It feels like, I think you told me the next day. I probably shit myself all night long.
Probably like wide awake for the night.
Yeah, not me being an innocent, scared woman in my 20s. Like, oh my God, I can't cope.
The laugh. Oh my God.
Anyway.
That's so funny. Anyway, yeah. So that's one thing. What else I was going to say to you? Yes, actually, do you remember the last time we were talking about Christmas parties and people's sending in Christmas parties? I had a really funny Christmas party story that I never got to read out.
Oh,
and
on,
I was actually raging because this was sent in to me by a friend of the show.
Oh.
But it was really good and I just didn't want it to go.
Well, firstly, hi, friend of the show. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you.
I'll keep this anonymous just for the details' sake. Okay, so. Okay, here it goes. Years ago, I used to work in Tony and Guy, which is hairdressers.
Mm-hmm.
And for our Christmas party, when we used to always get a table in Lily's Bordello, which was this big fancy nightclub in City Centre. Kind of posh. All the stars used to go there.
Yeah.
Back when it was really posh and it was the place among Dublin's elite. This is Dublin's elite in inverted commas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The place was packed and the night was going really well. Everyone was having really good fun and everyone was drinking around our table. But the quiet girl from the country who worked with us she was working with them. She was getting drunker and drunker really, really quick. So it got to the stage where she was practically sitting comatose on the edge of the couch and no one seemed to care as we were all trying to enjoy our Christmas night out. Then came the vomiting.
Oh God.
She started vomiting in a corner beside our table. I'm sure somebody was holding her hair back, but no one seemed to really care too much. As we were all too busy having a great time at the Christmas party. The place was rammed because it was a Saturday night. So it wasn't noticed by security and we weren't getting kicked out, even though it smelled really, really bad.
Oh God.
About a half an hour after this, she's again sitting comatose on the couch. Then suddenly, mixed in with the smell of vomit that's floating in the air, there's an unmistakable smell of shit. Human shit. Somebody has shit themselves in Lily's Bordello on a busy Saturday night before Christmas. No prize for guessing who.
Oh my God.
Right? At this stage, it couldn't be ignored anymore. The smell of shite filled the whole bar from one end to the other. Every assets model and D4 rugby lad that walked past, waving their hands above their nose, going, whoo, over at our table was horrified. Our boss and manager were in a relationship and were living together. So they decided to get her out of there and take her back to theirs for the night. So I don't know what that taxi journey was like.
Oh my
back
God.
To theirs was like. Back in the salon, obviously on the Monday or Tuesday, back in the salon, we couldn't really talk about it because it was too mental.
Yeah.
The good thing for the girl was that she was so unbelievably drunk that she didn't seem to remember any of it and nobody was going to fill her in on the full details. It was like an urban legend within a few weeks.
Oh my God. I mean, so firstly, fair play to them for not mentioning it because I think I would have made a few shitty jokes. Do you know what I mean?
Literally, but do you know when something like that happens, it does become like an urban legend. Like, oh my God, do you remember that night? There was that fucking smell. So God love her, wherever she is. But yeah, I had to read that story because when I was raging that we never got to say it. So I just had to pass that on.
That is gas. Absolutely gas. I love it. Okay. I want to, Devine, you don't even know this. Spotify, one of our listeners have told us that now you can leave a review on a podcast for Spotify. So anyone that does listen to us on Spotify, I'd love if you could go on and leave us a 5-star review because we're 5-star divas. Now, I have no idea what this review business actually does, but every other fucker in this podcast game asks for reviews. So we need to too, because we can't be the only ones.
Absolutely. And we really do appreciate it. We love, like, you all reach out to us all the time. And I don't actually use Spotify. I'm a YouTube music girl myself. Yeah. So do, if you are listening on Spotify, because we know a lot of our listeners do, and Apple is so kind of limited, obviously, to the iPhones and iPads, things like that. So do give us, reach out and give us a new year, new review.
Absolutely. Now, lots of you got money for Christmas, so it's about time you started spending it. And I recommend heading over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod, where you can join us from just €2 and support our podcast. We do appreciate everyone over there, and our Patreon person of the week. Actually, let's do two because it's almost New Year. First off, it is the lovely Neville Brady, aka Ariana Grinder.
Oh, with a new Christmas single. Oh,
that's my washing machine just finished.
Oh, see, that's
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ariana's new Christmas single that's playing on Victoria's washing machine.
Yeah, Ariana is the star of stage, screen, and where else is
QOC.
She star?
She is the QOC.
Absolutely. And also, let's do one more. Let me see. Let's do Lorca McAuliffe as well. Our two patrons of the week. Thank you both for supporting us.
Yes.
Everyone that doesn't support us, clearly it's because you hate
Mr.
us.
Mr. Gay Ireland, that is, of course, Lorcan. And thanks for supporting us. And we encourage more of you to support us because we're going into 2022.
Like Lorcan, the name Lorcan always reminds me of someone like from a Russell Carroll Kelly book. Do you know what I mean? Like Lorcan. Do you know what I mean? Lorcan.
It always reminds me of the character in Bear City. Do you remember him?
No. Who was that?
He was the character. Do you remember he killed his ma's? Do you remember that his ma, Carol, was going out with the drug dealer? Lorcan killed him with a golf club.
Oh my God.
That's what always reminds me of.
Okay. Well, this is a shout out to people who are friends with Lorcan McAuliffe. Be careful, just in case.
He's killer with a golf club.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this with our Rotters of the Year.
Woo!
Okay, we are back. It's time for Rotter of the Year. But Davina just reminded me of some absolutely rotten story that she got caught up in, which we will be sharing over on Patreon, as well as discussing. Basically, it's time to just do an expose on the last year and a half of virtual events. We've had some mad experiences and we're going to talk about it over there.
We really have. We're going to spill the tea on kind of things that we felt we couldn't really talk about on the pod for legal reasons.
Because they paid our rent.
But we're going to dish the dirt over on the Patreon. So if you're not signed up, do come along and join the party. And things are going to get a little bit more interesting in 2022 also. So this is the end of our current season. Mm-hmm. So we hope you all did have a good year and we're going to get stuck into our rotters. But our personal rotters. I think it's time for our
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things. Okay, Tamina, I have honestly about 14 rotters ready to go. I don't know how many you have. I mean, will we take it one at a time or...
Okay, well, I think what we should do is because we... I know that people have sent in a lot of rotters, so I think what we should do is we should kind of do slightly quick fire, but then maybe just talk a little bit about them. But we'll go kind of like, we'll go one on one, okay? We'll go tip for tat on this one and see what comes out. But I think we'll have a little talk about each one, okay?
Okay, so, okay. We'll do a quick fire round. That's fine. First off, it's been here before. It's still rotten me. Overplucked eyebrows. I can't look at them anymore. Oh. Stop abusing her eyebrows. Leave them alone. And specifically, the fellas, leave your eyebrows alone.
That's where I was going. I was like, is this, you know, are you talking about like females or males?
I like a skinny brow on females, but I think fellas, like if you've got a lovely bushy brow, embrace it.
I have a feeling that the skinny brow is going to make a comeback in 2022.
Well, you know, I've been doing it for 6 months in drag already, so clearly I'm the trendsetter.
Well, do you know who was the queen of a skinny brow over the month of December? Paul Ryder as the genie in a Panda.
I must look. I'm going to look now.
Paul Ryder was, I was saying to him at the gig in the National Stadium the last time, I was like, he was actually representing the Chola community. So.
Oh my God. Okay, let me see. Yes, I can confirm.
Yes.
It is there. It's skinny and it's ready to go.
Well, Paul's has drawn on, so that's different, but it's... But I do think that skinny brows are going to make a comeback. It's my prediction for 2022. It's on the way.
Not you being, what is it, the blind foreseer clairvoyant. You and her are making the big predictions.
Big predictions. Okay. One of my rotters is people who put themselves on Christmas decorations as couples.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the happy couple on the Christmas decoration. Yeah. Like a photograph, like the happy couple, our first Christmas together. Fucking gross. Who wants to see that?
Yes.
Like, and then posting it. And also, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, sent me this one, which I know you'll love.
Go on.
Which was our big rotter last year. It was actually one of your big ones where it was like, somebody says himself.
Oh, you know himself. Oh.
Well, what kind of goes to hand in hand with this one is, you know, someone who says, we're not doing presents this year, but the boy done good. You know this?
Yeah.
The boy done good. If you're fucking posting or saying something like that, scarlet for you, scarlet for your life, scarlet fever coming at you.
But just also to make it clear, if me and Davina do come out with a Christmas ornament with our faces on it next year, that's not the same.
No,
you need to buy that and support it. It's not the same. Uh-huh. Okay, my next one. People that just make constant excuses. We all see through it. You're lying to yourself, but everyone else knows what you're at. So if you're constantly saying, I can't do this because blah, 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 we know what you're at. It's bullshit.
Do you mean if somebody is like not available to go places or to do stuff?
Yeah. Or just like they constantly have a reason. Do you know what I mean? That they just can't like engage or do things. Like at some point we all just need to go, okay, it's time to actually stop inviting these people. Constant excuses.
Would you describe it as cut the fat?
I don't know if I really want to use that phrase after Christmas. I've eaten quite a lot.
I tell you, there'll be a good bit of fat to cut after this Christmas, I can tell you.
Okay. Next one.
One of my other ones is people who wear shorts all the time in December and like a winter time. Like, why do people wear shorts all the time? Now, I don't mean people wearing them, like, you know, if you're not helping in the car, you're going to the shop or whatever, you're in your shorts. I'm not talking about that. I mean people that wear shorts all the time. And I don't know if it's like that they're just trying to be a bit chavvy, that they're like trying to have that chavvy look. And then especially I see it with a lot with straight lads, and they're wearing their white socks and their shorts, their little chicken legs. It's like, what is that about? It's fucking freezing outside. Put on a pair of fucking trousers. Like, what is that about? It drives me nuts.
Nuts. And let's just add to this, gays that wear GAA shorts that don't play GAA. Okay. Like,
Get out of here.
Okay. Next one. People that sit in the front row of shows and sit in their fucking phones. You're a rar. Don't do it. Yeah. Don't take up valuable space in the front row that other fun people could be sitting there and having the time of their life. Because you know what the front row does? It sets up the rest of the building. If yous are loud and having great crack, the people behind you are going to do the same. Don't sit in your phone. I have often taken videos of Davina on stage while sitting in the front row, and then I hold it up like I'm still recording it, and I post it, and then I put it away.
It is bad manners. And I'm not talking about like send a text message or whatever, that's fine, but I mean people that are bet into their phones, because it's really bad manners. And especially in the front, you can see everything. Over the month of December, I had somebody in the front row of my show, and I have to say, they had a face like thunder. Mm-hmm. It was just like, they just, and all their friends were having a great time. And I was, it was really annoying me because I was like, what is that? The face, it was just misery. And every time I kind of say hi, or they'd kind of smile, but it was real fake. But then afterwards, I was thinking to myself, maybe they're just fucking miserable. Maybe they were dragged there by their friends.
Yeah,
I know. So I kind of empathize with them a little bit.
But you know what? At the same time, that's not your problem. And in 2022, I'm not taking it. I'm calling it out. Okay, next one, Davina, what's yours?
My next one is fucking people who go away for Christmas, right? People go on holidays. They're like, oh, I'm going away. But then when they're on holidays, all they do is post, oh, weather looks really crap back home. Hope you're all having a terrible time. Like, sitting over there, and I know we were talking about like sitting up in the sun with little tootsies out. Like, nobody wants to see them at the best of times anyway. Mm-hmm. Then people who are like, oh, looks like it's going to be a really crap forecast for your Christmas. While I'm sitting over in Lanzarote. To be honest, I'd rather be sitting in the rain than sitting in your company. You're being bored, though.
Well, I hate to tell you, Anne-Marie, but it's December in Ireland. So what the fuck else do you expect? Yeah. Of course the weather's not going
to
be good.
It's just the smuggery of it, that it's like, actually, like, you know, well, we all have options to get on a plane and go somewhere else, but we're actually choosing to stay at home. Uh-huh. Like, so we're not actually missing out on anything. And you know what? Some of us like the fucking rain. Uh-huh. I'd rather have the rain than be stuck with, you know, you boring cunts.
Fully. Okay. Keeping it moving. People that are using youth filters for Instagram grid posts. I'm fine with it on the stories. I can handle it on the stories because we know it says up top it's a youth filter. Like, baby girl face. Oh, cutesy baby girl face.
Oh, baby girl but face. Yeah.
If you're like, constantly, who are you kidding? If you're constantly using it on your Instagram pics, girl, we know you don't look like that. And I'm saying girl, but I'm also meaning girl and boy. We know you don't look like that.
Do you know there's an app that's going around for all the celebs? It's really exclusive. You have to be kind of recommended to it. And it's a filter app that all the celebs are using to like, it's not, it's like an upgrade from Facetune. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the name, but it's so exclusive, but loads of celebs are using it. So
gives
like
it quick.
The Kardashians and stuff like that. What?
Gives it quick.
So, but that is the thing. I know the people we're talking about, they're not using it. And my last one that I'm going to say, because I know we're going to get stuck into.
I'm not stopping. I have loads more, so I'll fly through mine. Go on, go.
Yeah, okay, right. Well, the one thing that I want to just kind of wrap up on is people who do the surprise I'm home videos and put them up online. Hi, I'm back. And you're like, oh, fuck, they're back. like, why? Like, you've been over in Australia for so long and now you're back and you expect everyone to just drop everything. Do you know what I mean? There's a reason that you're over in Australia, and that's because, you know, everyone hates you.
So yeah, it's funny. Like, and also, wow, it's Christmas. Of course you're going to visit your family. Not a big shock.
No, but they don't. They act like it's like, you know, they, where have they been the last 5 years? Like they're just throwing themselves back in because it fucking suits them. Fully. And it's like, and also these people are going off, they go off to these countries like Canada and whatever. They do exactly the same thing there as they're doing here. Yeah. Why are you even gone away? Like, what's the point? It's not like you're going over there to, I mean, I have so much respect for people that go to another country and really make it big, whether it's in show business or get these amazing jobs, or I'm all for that.
It's not easy.
If you're going to work in the same crap job, if you're working in H&M here, whatever, and you go and work in H&M fucking Sydney, like, not saying that's a crap job, but you know what I mean?
You're on someone's writer's list now. I get that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But like, go and like, you know, enhance your life. Don't just have to say, like, pick up your life and put it to a sunnier climb. Like, ridiculous. But anyway, fully. That is my last, Roderick. I'm going to save the rest because I just feel like that's enough.
I'm going to go quick fire. As an event producer, this rots me. People canceling events and blaming COVID. But the reality is, the event never sold in the first place. So that's really why it didn't happen.
That's a good one.
Okay, everyone threatening to turn off their cameos the day before Christmas. So if you need to get your Christmas messages, order now. Hello, nobody's ordering a Christmas message after Christmas. Newsflash, it's not that much of a big deal. Of course you're going to order one before. Okay, this is a juicy one. People playing music from Bridgerton at their wedding for their first dance now.
What? So,
you know, Bridgerton did all these covers of like Taylor Swift. And now,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like, and other like Thank You Next they did as an orchestra. So now that's now a first wedding dance. I'm like, oh no, it just gives me the ick for some reason. People who enjoy wrapping presents, I think it's absolutely the worst thing you could do in the world. Crocs in general are having a comeback. They're also on my rotter list.
Sophia.
People that buy the male Christian Louboutin shoes with all the studs on them, I think those shoes are fucking rotten, and they're also on my shoe rotter list.
Well, do you know what? I think if somebody wears shoes like that all the time, if they wear shoes like that 52 weeks of the year, if they're going somewhere special, I actually don't mind somebody wearing those shoes. But if somebody is wearing them for a special moment, maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely. People that get engaged on Christmas Day.
Shots fired.
I'm sorry. There's 360.
My sister got engaged on Christmas Eve.
Love
just
that for
shout
her.
Out to her. I know she listens, but I know what you're saying.
I love that for her, but I also want everyone else to have a lovely Christmas Day, and I don't want it to be about the engagement. Okay, gays in relationships who hashtag gay UK. Now you're with someone. I don't know why you're trying to like attract other attention.
But hang on a sec. This is not the ongoing thing that happens anyway. Like, I think gays are just naturally touristy anyway. It's like it's where they were in the Sahara Desert, not a drop to drink. Like, the thirstiest of gays. I get that.
It's not for me is all I'm saying. I just think if you're in a relationship, why are you hashtagging gay UK or whatever the hashtag
also,
is?
Also, I have another one I'm going to try out.
Go on.
People who just video themselves doing dead weights lifts. What is that about? Like, who wants to see that? Like, honestly, who wants to see anyone? Or there's two photographs that I hate. There's the deadlift weight. It's like, ooh, so strong, lifting a bit of weight. Like, fuck off, right? There's that one. And then the second one is sitting on the bench, taking a photograph in a long mirror, like, while all the equipment's in the back. Nobody fucking gives a shit. Like, and also, like, now you have started. People that go to the gym on Stephen's Day, what are you doing? Like, what are you actually doing? Like, it's fucking Christmas. Take a fucking day off.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think it'd be open.
They're the three gym basic bitch no-nos. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. Right. People doing present displays on their Insta stories, like their Christmas presents, whatever it is. Those presents are for you, and not everyone is maybe as blessed. I just think that's a weird thing going on there.
Okay.
Why are movies all now 3 hours long? That's also a rare. I don't have 3.5 hours to sit for every movie going on, and some of them shouldn't be. Constantly accepting cookies on every website that we have to go to.
Like, that's a big one. That drives me nuts.
Nuts. Okay, people reacting to when a baby is ginger, like, oh, I think they might be ginger, and then they do this like weird face. I'm like, babe, if they're a ginger, great. Like, this is not a weird reaction moment. Like, ginger is fabulous. I love round red hair. Okay, right. I'm almost at the end. People begging for money on GoFundMe for things that aren't life-saving operations. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay.
Sometimes these things just need you to go and open a credit union account.
I need an example. Like what?
I don't know what I saw the other day, but somebody wanted to get like the most stupid thing. Like, actually, like, some kids are on there looking for a PlayStation 5 at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's for me, a GoFundMe, and Ireland, by the way, was the most given country on GoFundMe per capita.
Oh, was it? Wow.
Last year.
That's amazing.
So we're very given people, but I want to support, you know, the sick babies. I want to support the life-saving operations, stuff like that. Okay. I have two more. JK Rowling, simple, short, her doxing allegations. She really had a year, but she's definitely coming for so many members of our community. She's just an L witch. And the last one is spam email. I'm constantly getting about 30
days
that don't even go to my spam folder. They go into my main one and I'm sick blocking contacts. And that is the end of my, as you can tell, very long rocks of the year.
Now I think we should have a cool down moment.
Say a prayer,
we
should. Say a prayer.
Oh, say a novena. I actually have my rosary beads out now. I got them good there for Father Christmas.
Oh my God.
Straight. Okay, so take a deep breath, Victoria. And we're going to be back after the break with your rotters. And we're going to decide who is the rotter of the year. So stay tuned and we'll be back after this short jingle. So we're back and it is your favorite time of the year. It is Rotter of the Year. We reached out to you. We wanted to hear what has been rotting and grinding your little grapies. And you did reach out and get back in touch with us. So we have loads to get through. We're going to give you all a little shout out and your Rotter of the Week. And I have to say, some of them had me howling as they were coming in. I'm very impressed.
Them. I'm obsessed with them.
Loving them.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Okay. Yes, I'm going to kick things off with JBrennan87 on Instagram said that silly cunts who jump onto the road without looking to avoid others on the path. That face mask may save you from COVID, but not my car bonnet. You saps.
I love it. So
that's a good one. That's okay. A good one there. Okay, what's next?
At Jason P. Kennedy, Corona related, D Wall and her band and others, non-Corona related. Garth Brooks, that's it. Face just rots me. I absolutely love that. Yes.
Garth Brooks. Okay, fair enough. So Ross Cullen 1, people who bring more than 10 items to the self-checkouts. And he also said, people who are slow, walking slow, or at slow at paying, like have your card ready and just tap in the shop. Don't be fucking holding up. So obviously he means like the gay pace.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick on Britney, bitch. And you're
people
off.
People who fall below the gay pace, they're taking their life in their own hands. That was Ross Cullen 1.
Lovely.
Who else have you got?
I'm skipping, by the way, all government, MFIT, Tony Hulan, Michal. They were mentioned so many times. I'm going to keep it moving.
Ben, we know they're rotten, so we don't need to be told again. Let's go.
Okay. At Ben DVH, people who are all love and light on social media and cunts in real life, hope they fall and come down in an awkward... It looks like marble for some reason. I don't know what that...
That's so true. Do you know what? There's so many people... I see it there. There's so many people that actually are all, good morning, sending positive vibes. And you're like, those people are like rotten to the core. Like the irony of that. The irony. Let me see. So Luke underscore Rodriguez 28 said, the exponentialism of existentially existing. I don't know what that means either. So it must be that word existentially, yes. Which is also flying. Also narrative is flying around an awful lot as well. That rots me. So Luke underscore Rodriguez, existentially rotted.
Sarah Orr underscore makeup fitness / diet police. Fuck off and let people live. Love you gals.
That's good. Okay. Fresh underscore hell 2018 said just simply Britney's da. That's a good
one. Okay. Slim Sinead 26. Love that name for Instagram, by the way. She said, the fact that I've been jabbed more times than I've been rode this year. Oh, thank you. We love that.
Okay, Carl underscore Woods said, everyone's Spotify Wrapped. We get it. You're edgy, broken, and depressed. Next.
Love it. Okay. Kira Quissier, I think it is. 20-year-olds, give or take a couple of years, constantly moaning about being tired. Hello, the world is fucked. I don't know about
true,
that.
True.
Well, fair, okay.
Cindy O'Mara put in, she said, people saying, stay safe. I'm horrible, I know, but it really pisses me off. And it's so true. It's very, very annoying, isn't it? Stay safe. It's like, how are you supposed... We can't say stay safe. Yeah. Like, it's like...
We've been trying for almost 2 years and we're still here. Okay, Lisa Zink said, apart from Rona, people being fake fuckers on the gram, but them sharing posts about how the gram isn't real and don't feel pressured into perfection. Fuck off, like, is how she finished that.
Lisa, I love it. Okay. Elaine underscore cupcake underscore 10 said, poxy anti-vaxxers making everything their whole profile anti-vax. No one cares that they're the new Trump. It's so true. You know, everything is like everything is just about being an anti-vaxxer. Yes. Like it becomes like an identity.
Yeah.
It's kind of gas.
It is like, kind of gas.
Because it's so intense. And it's like, even with those people, if you try and have a normal conversation about anything, they'll try and make it about
like, fully. It's almost satirical, like, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Barry L84, kids for causing COVID to spread from their schools. The schools should be closed.
Oh, this is a good one, Victoria. This is good. So Philly underscore Mag said, fellas that try and come on to your fella when they know well that he has a boyfriend. It rots me. Now, this is a very, very popular one. That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's constant. Like, it is constant. And it's such a like horrible, horrible trait. Like, I don't get that at all.
It's really nasty. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next one is queues and having to book literally everything now. Do you know what I mean? I get that totally. You can't even go for a cup of tea in Bewley's probably without booking a table for four, giving your mobile number, your email address, your PPS number. Love that.
Let me see. DanCom 5000 said, people who have no scientific medical expertise now thinking that they're vaccine and virus experts. I do enjoy that. It's like,
okay. I said no government ones, but Leo Riker's Xmas tree was from Morris Coco. And I think fully, I saw that Christmas tree. It was miserable.
It was, wasn't it? And they looked like two awkward cousins standing beside it in that photograph. It was so weird. Oh, your country cousin is up for the night.
Come on to the next one.
Next one is from Thomas Hartley, and he said, simply Shay from And Just Like That, Sex and the City. So fair. That's a good runner. Fair. That rocks me on like so many levels.
And can we also add in to now, I've noticed gays are a lot of gays are saying as part of their captions, And Just Like That, dot, 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 for their pictures. Yeah. I'm like, no need. Okay.
And Just Like That, you're about to get blocked.
Kevin S. Worrell, people announcing that they're taking a break from social media, just fucking do it, basically, is what Kevin's saying.
Oh my God. Okay, let me see. Oh, yes, it's good. So this is Callum Mull. He says, people on Instagram that try and make out that they're very wealthy in a low-key way. That drives me nuts as well. And you know the people that do it, it's just like all to lavish, but it's just like, it's all faux show. All faux show.
Yeah, same with the present displays. I'm with you on that one. Okay, AOC 23, we are in this together. Basically, they do not want to hear that saying ever again.
Never again. Never again. A certain drag queen sent me this one. I won't say who she is. Uh-huh. She said she got the clap for Christmas.
What? Oh my God. So now I'm wondering who it is.
Yeah. All right. I'll show you.
Okay. I'm looking. Hold on. Okay. Wow. Okay, keep it moving. It's _the_Carter_show said COVID birthdays. Mine is at the end of January and I'm not doing another one here. I am not.
No, and come here. Actually, Lisa, we're back with Lisa Zing. She sent another one in to me, and this is a good one because I hate this as well. Anyone who gave up alcohol or cigarettes and then tries to get you to do it too, or make you feel guilty for not giving up. Do you know, like, how many of those have you had, Sue? Do you know what I mean? Like,
Sue was a great word there. Great. Love that.
Yeah. Rotten.
David L. Hunty said, James Corden for ruining everything. And I agree with that. I don't want to see him in anything anymore.
I'm going to say Ari Hutch said not being able to go to random house sessions and steal their drink.
Anonymous said people who move to another country and change the person that they are.
Oh yes, like what's your interest? Australia. how would you describe your personality? Australia.
Oh my God, love that.
Saz_Agram said, wagons in the shops who think that they own the place. Masks have been the death of common decency.
Okay, let me see. Kira again. I think Kira moaned about 18 to 20 year olds already, but I think this is 18 to 20 year olds non-stop moaning about how tired they are. Oh, Kira, you said that twice. Kira's really rotted by
Kira
that.
Kira is really rotted. This is a good one. Timmy Murphy sent in and said, Jerry Halliwell's insistent need to wear all white.
That's so good. I love that so much.
That rocks me to the core. I don't know why. That's so annoying.
I got a lot of Jess Glynn's, by the way. I don't know if you did, but I got a lot of them also. Jolene Dover, a lovely drag queen from Wheels. Aldi discontinuing their tomato and sweet pepper risotto packets, to be honest. Oh. That's so random.
So random. P.MacG said, people who block entrances, exits, talking shit while people are trying to get past. That drives me nuts.
I hate
that.
When
you're trying to get in. Especially in COVID when people are like talking over you.
Yeah.
It's rotten.
It's rotten. Okay. Ryan MCK14 said, people who wear those disgusting Balenciaga trainers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the big chunky ones.
I think so. Yeah, they're kind of in again at the moment because of the Buffalo comeback too.
They look like moon boots. Paura Kerrigan said, Yolanda Hadid.
Uh-huh.
Queen of Lyme disease.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, it's that time of year. We're all getting it off our chest. Craig Fitzagram said, people who call themselves a frontline worker just because they had to work during the pandemic obviously excludes healthcare workers. Just because you deliver for Tesco does not make you frontline.
Oh, that's a good one. Let me see. Are you slurping? Said having to sit down in the George despite the music going 90.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? My
God.
That's a good rotter.
Okay. The original underscore JD said straight girls in gay bars. Well, that's controversial now, that one.
I got a few of them. I got a few of them as well. It's about, I think it's not about straight girls. It's about people not respecting queer space. Okay. That's what I think it's really about, to be honest. I don't, it's not about, like, it says, some of them have said straight girls or whatever, but it's like, that's so, it's, I think it's more about people that aren't respectful of the space. Fair. That's what I'm getting. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I think.
Yeah, okay, got that. Let me see what else we have.
I have one here. Mr. Gay Ireland, Lorcan says, cheap bin bags. Nobody needs that bin juice at the bottom of the bin. That's true.
Such a good one.
Why does anybody buy those cheap bin bags? Like, you can buy industrial bin bags for like a fiver. Literally last you forever. Like, why are you using these cheap Killeen bin bags?
Oh my God. And you know when you're cut out and you think, because it says heavy duty on the bin bag?
Never is. No, no bin bag is heavy duty in Tesco. None. Yeah. Not one. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, I get no choice for my bins. We have to buy a certain bin. You remember you used to live around here. And so sometimes the wine bottle will like pierce through the bottle bag. Oh. So I use my drag duct tape to also close it back up because I have to pay for that bin bag for the bin charges. Like, okay. Mickey NDTH Fairy said Karens and Kens with virology degrees from Facebook University.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. I like that. Let me see. Oh, this just drives me nuts as well. This is the Finn Evans, and he said, people playing music out loud on the bus. Disrespect for bus etiquette makes me weep. Yeah. That drives me nuts. You know, people watching something on the bus or people playing something in on a public transport drives me fucking
or
mad.
Or screaming down their phone. Like absolutely, like the whole bus. It's a shared space. It's not all about your conversation.
It drives me nuts. Although sometimes I have to say when somebody is having a conversation, I do love, like if it's a juicy conversation or they're having a fight, I love getting into the conversation. I'm like dying to know what goes on.
That's fair.
Okay, what's, give us another one.
Damer Sarah said 1000% Rita Ora. She is a shite judge on The Masked Singer. She just annoys me and I feel like she has, and then it cuts off there.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Luke Kino said, friends trying to turn sober and then blaming you for bringing them on a 3-day bender.
Oh my God. Okay. This is anonymous. Rotter of the year. Straight fellas who appear with their girl mates all over our timelines who then decide to keep their profiles private and not let the rest of us ogle in their straight boy beauty.
I love that.
And they said to call them anonymous Talahun.
That's a really good one. That drives me. Why are all straight boys private?
I don't know.
What is that about?
I actually haven't noticed, to be honest.
I have noticed. Let me see. Oh, okay. So Pear Z5 said, the dirty bastard in the bar who farts and smells like it's brewing for a fucking year.
I hate that. I fucking hate that so much. I know exactly what that means. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, Anthony said, another rotter are masks. Fogging up your glasses, hiding Kerry's fab work. So clearly, like there's a bit of Botox and filler going on there. So, but yes, if you wear sunglasses with your mask, they fog up straight away. Drives me insane.
And let me see. Dave Dell said, any pictures of people going on holidays to Kerry? Kerry is not a holiday. Stop pretending.
Laurice, Simone and Lydia Marie said, my rotter of the year would be that I finally got married in September and got rid of my shitty last name. Sorry, Granddad, but even he knows my biological father is a twat. I don't know if the rotter is your biological father or the fact that it was your old surname. Maybe that's what it was.
Okay, and this is my last one that I'm going to do. It's going to say, this is from the fabulous Connie Whelan. She works in a salon and she said the only topic of conversation that people have is COVID, and it drives her fucking nuts because every person just wants to talk about COVID and it kills her. So that's, we had a load. Some of them I couldn't get through, and some of them, of course, were Jess Glynn's or the government. We know they're there. So I think
I have four left. Let me just bang through them. because they're good. Sean, S-Fitz9 said, Rod of the Year is having to try and keep up with 147 different versions of Drag Race. Oh, and travel holiday shaming. Ashton Payne said, Rod of the Year is people who have no personal space awareness. It rots me when I'm queuing up in a store or a cafe and someone's right up my ass. I fully agree with that one. Ask Johnny underscore Bercy said, my runner of the year is people who go to the gym and make it their personality, constantly counting calories, posting clips of themselves doing push-ups or a bench press. Let me be fat in peace, leave it in 2021. Yes.
And stop posting your fitness watch like and your details, nobody cares.
Second last one is from Kitty underscore Murphy underscore writes, my runner of the year is cows are assholes. I know you don't get many herds in the middle of Dublin, although Grafton Street midsummer, okay, I get that. But out here in the country, cows rule the bloody fields. You go out for a walk and they're there. You come home and they're there. They watch everything you do and they never stop eating. It's freaky. You can't drive down the road without hitting one. You can't even eat them now with all the plant-based food around. They've got us keeping them and not even eating them. So that's it. Cows are jerks. I love that so much. That's so silly. And the last one, is from Anonymous. And they said, people who have their noses out of their masks, I know. Oh, it's an elementary thing, but Christ, it's mad how many people who do that. People who chew with their mouth open, I don't want to hear their tongues and teeth. People, small talk at work, I don't give a shit about your wife's job. And last is being made to go to the office because you're essential and having nothing to do all day. I'd be more productive at home than I would be sitting on my hole feeling bored all day. And that is my last one. Okay, we've got one voice note before we wrap up our rounds here. It's from Ginger Elizabeth Hunter, all the way from Manchester. I've actually got two voice notes, but the first one is,
my rutter of the year is those people that have forgotten how to request a song from a DJ. Ask me for a song. No, I will not play it next. I'm sure that your dead nan loved Someone Like You by Adele. I'm not playing that on a Saturday night. It's never going to happen. Don't tell me about being dumped. I don't give a flying fuck about your shit life. And then they come back 5 minutes later and ask for the same song again. I've not got fucking dementia. I heard you the first time. I've not forgotten. Or they send everybody over from their group that they're with to ask me for the same fucking song. No. Every time you do that, it's just going to go further down the fucking list. I'm not stupid. Honourable mention for people that stand by DJ boxes and fart. Thanks for that. I can't go anywhere. I'm playing the music. Now I have to live here with this smell.
Okay, so Davina unfortunately couldn't hear that, so I'm going to tell her what it was. People that come over and ask for songs at DJ boxes and tell them like, oh, my nan loved Someone Like You by Adele and she'd really, like, I'd really love to hear that right now. And then because you haven't played it, they come back 3 minutes later and then she said an honourable mention for people that come over and fart by DJ boxes. I can't, she said, I can't move from here. You can walk away, but I'm stuck here. Thanks for that.
Gas. That's fucking gas.
And there's one more, which is from Fanula J. And let me play it here now. 1 second.
Hi, my fave petty bitches. Thank you so much for keeping me entertained throughout what has been another disastrous year. I think that's not hyperbolic to say. My rotter of the year, probably Will Smith. Because having not read his memoir, but listening to a podcast on his memoir, which I won't name because, girls, we need to keep the promo here. He seems like the worst person in the world, and not even in a really malicious way, but just in a pure ego way. And you know what? That's a bit disappointing because he seemed okay. And I liked, there was a part of me that liked the messiness and liked the fact that he just volunteered so much information to the press, because a lot of other celebrities don't do that and I wish they would. But he truly seems to have an ego the size of Brazil and has harmed many people because of that. And after listening to it, I look at him differently. I just think he's a really, really strange person, and I actually don't ever want to hear from him again, to be quite honest. That's not a recommendation for the memoir. Look up an article or something about it. Don't do that to yourselves in the new year. Read other things. And that's it. I hope everyone has a much better 2022 and beyond, including you gorgeous gals. And I'll see you very soon. Bye.
Thanks, Fionnuala J. Okay, so Fionnuala J's Rod of the Week, aka Will Smith, for absolutely rotting her throughout 2021. Okay, Davina, we need to pick just one, and it's going to be kind of hard, I think. We got so many amazing... By the way, thank you for everyone who sent us in a Rod of the Week.
Everybody that sent in amazing rotters, and, you know, the last couple of years have been very strange times, so I know that things have been very focused on our restrictions and our movements and all that kind of stuff. So really, ultimately, our real rotter of the year is anyone who basically works in the government or makes decisions to do with our restrictions. So obviously they are our real rotters of the year. Like, you know, the unprecedented amount of people that sent in those things.
Yes.
Yes. We see you. We hear you. You're there. We know that they're the winner, but
I think what sums it up like best. Yeah,
and I think because it's Christmas time, and I think a symbol of, you know, everything, you know, shit, everything has been the last year. We have decided, we've made an executive decision. We listen to you all.
Yes.
But we're giving it a little bit of a twist, and we have decided that single-handedly our rotter of the year is Victoria, please. The envelope.
It's from Morris O'Co, which is Leo Varadkar's Christmas tree. Woohoo!
Leo Varadkar's Christmas tree is the symbolization of everything that is fucking wrong with the country at the moment. So that is our rotter of the year. Thank you to everyone that sent us in their rotters. We couldn't get through them all because you are also rotted, and we love that you're rotted.
Fully. Absolutely. Okay. We're going to have to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed our last episode of season 4.
Of 2021.
Yeah, we'll be back with a brand new season somewhere soon. So watch out for that. If you are missing us dearly, remember, we have a whole other series called Extra Little Things where you can listen to, I think there's about 20 episodes up on our Patreon. You can join from as little as €2. Please go and follow our podcast on Instagram. It's at Petty Little Things Pod, and leave us a juicy review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And until next year, everybody, stay safe.
Do shots, because remember, we're all in this together.
Yes, and you know, this is the new normal, guys. We'll see you in 2022. Thanks very much, and stay petty. Wow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.